been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Yeah, I'm back. It's amazing, isn't it? And nope, Halloween's done, so not blasting out all the horror punk anymore. I will still be doing that underground horror radio Saturday nights with Nicole Vlahakis author, but in the meantime, we're just right back to punk rock and whatever indie stuff I can find that I like. So I'm exhausted. Last week was Halloween, also Spooky Empire. The biggest horror convention in the South, East, and it was exhausting. I'm still fucking tired, but it was a good time for the most part. There's a bunch of minor complaints, mostly the hotel stuff and that kind of thing. But overall, it was a lot of fun, and the panels. I had a lot of fun doing the panels. hanging out with the authors and actors and doing a, I got a couple interviews. So it was a good time. But that's over. Halloween's over. It's gone. And we're right into Christmas, which is funny because I think it's November still. If I remember correctly, it's November the 5th. Remember the 5th of November. So, of course, everybody's going to be an idiot today and pretend they're in V for Vendetta or whatever the fuck it is. And I'm just like... And mind you, you know, it's fine. It's just that it's an English thing. You know, Guy Fawkes Day is an English thing. We're American. So, I don't know. I just, it's, you know, people are being silly, I guess. But whatever it is. But yeah, everywhere else right now is basically, it's just straight Christmas. Like, Christmas music. I mean, yes, they had the Christmas ship. I can't even talk, I'm so mad. They had the Christmas stuff, Christmas shit, up. Not even through October. It was already up. I remember before, they would wait the day of Halloween, if not the day after, to put it up. They did it already in October. So, there's that. And, again, don't hate Christmas. But, we don't need 2 months of it. We have 25 fucking days. And if you really want to count, we got a whole month of it starting the day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday simits Christmas, okay? Which is fine. We're not even at Thanksgiving yet, okay? And let's take away all this stupid shit. Because, you know, like, everybody hates Columbus Day now. Even though that shit happened many, 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 many years ago. Before anybody here was even a fucking, you know, cum in their daddy's balls. We weren't even here. So let's just knock that shit off. So now, of course, Thanksgiving being the same thing with, you know, Native Americans are probably upset or whatever. And not all of them. Most of them are very cool. I don't think it's even them. I think it's stupid, you know, fucking entitled, like, white kids that are like, no, we have to stand for something. Let's get rid of this. I'm like, fuck off. So Thanksgiving's coming up, which has been a tradition for many, 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 many years. And, you know, that's coming very soon, a couple weeks. And it's a good time to spend time with your family and stuff. But it's like, now we're not even, like, giving a shit. Now everybody's straight thing is Christmas. I have a feeling, like, next year, they're going to be like, nah, we don't even like Halloween anymore, which is terrible. We're just going to celebrate Christmas for, like, 3 months. And I'm like, no. So, yeah, every store I've been into in the mall this week, FYE has Christmas music playing. God damn it, FYE. I expect better out of you. Again, Black Friday, after Thanksgiving, you want to blare Christmas for fucking a month? Be my guest. That's acceptable. But now, and it's the first fucking couple days of November. Christ. And it's not even a weekend and Christmas time is here. They're building Santa's thing at the mall. I saw that, his little setup where he sits down and, you know, kids get to do that whole thing, which I'm not against. I mean, for Christ's sake, I was a kid once. I thought it was cool, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm like, again, I don't hate Christmas. I really don't. I hate commercialism in Christmas. Now, you could say it's my years of retail experience that might have drove me over the edge, because I've done a lot of that. Or it's just the fact that it's too early this year, and it's kind of annoying. So, whatever. I'm just saying. Again, don't hate Christmas. You know, just annoying. It's early. So, anyway. What else we got going on? There's nothing really going on. You know, all the excitement was building to Halloween. Now I got nothing to build up to. There is a Brian Jackson Festival that's happening in January. So, that's cool. And Podunk Radio is just going through some changes a little bit here on Podunk, which, you know, is okay. Right, I'm still managing things pretty good. Great shows on here. Again, Sick Boys Radio is amazing. Best Tables in Hell, Brothers Grimm. The Bastard Club is still on here. Very awesome, The Bastard Club, all the way from England. I catch that every now and then when I get a chance. That's awesome. Course, Loud, Fast, and Shitty Radio out of Tampa Bay. And don't forget our buddies over at Metal Zone, and of course our buddies over at Punk Band Promotions. So, but you know, I'm running things for now, and it's going well. But I think next year will be cool. You know, I'm definitely not changing things like too much. Like, I'm keeping this lineup that we got right now. We're gonna keep it because everybody's great, and I don't want to change that. But I might add a couple things. There's a couple show ideas that I got brewing in the old noggin. Also, if you want to do your own podcast or radio show, and you play awesome underground music, then you know, we might have a spot here for you. I'm not going to make you fight for it, but you know, if you have a show idea or if you have a show put together, send me a sample. You know, send me an email at notforair@live.com, and I will definitely get to it. Now that I'm actually, I'm not doing anything special for the next month or two, so I'm going to actually have time to do stuff. So let me know. Anyway, here's some tunes. Speaking of the 5th of November, here's a song off the Not For Air comp album that I did, the second one, a couple years ago, I think. I don't know. It's pretty good. Listen.
I got to get the fuck out of this hole. There was so much hate and trolls. I don't know which way to fade is laced with black and white, and it's all for you. It means that we'll be fine.
What the fuck?
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 What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
I just like doing that. So yeah, I threw in some folk indie, I guess is the way to put it. I don't know. But we had the Gravel Kings, St. Lucie's Finest Gravel Kings. And what the fuck was the other one? I got it. Hold on. This is why I'm like the worst DJ ever. You think this is bad? You should just Black Mountain Moonshine. There we go. Yeah. So Saturday I did a panel. I was doing panels all weekend at the convention for authors. I was the moderator. So we'd sit at a table, long table, and I would ask questions and I'd kind of just guide things. So people had questions in the audience. I would, you know, call on them. And kind of let the authors just talk about the subject matter. Okay. If you've been to conventions, you know what panels are. That's what it is. I ran my own panel about how to do, well, it was Underground Horror Radio, but how to do a podcast. And since I know pretty well, since I've been doing it for, I don't know, 5 years, I figure, yeah, I got this. The thing is, I'm not really the best at explaining to people, even when I had fucking visuals, what I was talking about, because I was rushed. I was just fucking up left. I wasn't drunk. That was part of it. You know, I tried explaining Audacity and showing him Audacity, and it just wasn't taking. You know, because you got Blog Talk and all those other things, which are okay. But, you know, me, I'm set up like a full radio thing here where I'm playing music and talking and all that. So it didn't really go as well as I thought it could have. But, hey, we had a lot of people in there, so that's something. And I got quite a few Underground Horror Radio likes on Facebook. Not that I care about likes, but for the page, that's cool. Plus, I got a couple interviews that'll be up soon. So that's pretty cool. But, you know, I was just trying to explain to people. And then here's where I really fucked up. Trying to explain to, like, normal masses what underground punk rock radio is. Like, it's underground, so we play, like, local bands from all over, and we try to promote them, and you know, it's just, that leads to, like, copyright. It's a whole thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. Because, you know, the normal person, like, what's underground punk rock? You don't know, because if you don't go to local shows that aren't shitty cover bands, you know what I mean? Like, this is just something that a lot of people in the music scenes now. This is me, my fault was trying to explain to the masses, like the regular Joe. These are the same people who listen to the radio and go, why can't I listen? Oh, okay, the station's gone. I said, it's online. Oh, it's online. Why isn't it on FM? It's online. These are the same people that don't get off their phones, but then when you tell them they can listen online, they look at you like you have a third head. So it's like, you know, these are people like Nickelback, which I use so much as an example on Saturday about music we do not play is like Nickelback at all. Jesus. But again, I'm not dealing with, like, you know, punk rockers and or people who were in the underground tunes, you know. So it's a little bit different, I guess. Anyway, I'm drinking Surge. So there's that. That makes me happy. Like I said, there isn't too much else going on. I know there's something going on with Bad Brains. I didn't really look into it yet, so I'm not really going to look at it right now. But if you're in the music, you probably already know. Hopefully everything's cool. And I found out the guy that was in Bad Religion, the drummer for Bad Religion, I think is going to Avenged Sevenfold. I'm like, what? I don't know. I mean, good for him, I guess. But I don't know. Avenged is okay. It is definitely what is considered, like, commercial new rock, I guess. And I'm not going to get into the whole thing about selling out and oh, this person's a sellout because they're an FM. I'm not doing that because that's just stupid. And let's be clear. If I had it my way, FM would actually play Uncensored and it'd be awesome. But it isn't, so there's that. But, you know, Weak in the Fallen, which was one of their first albums I liked, I thought it was really good. And this was back in, like, I don't know, 2000. See, 2002 it was 20. So 2003 it was 21. 2004, which is well over a decade ago. I was 23. Anyway. But, you know, I like the album. I like all kinds of different stuff. But, it just, you know, so the guy blew out his vocal cords, I think, or something, and now he doesn't scream like he used to. But, you know, they're successful, I guess, is what I'm getting at, which is fine. I think it's perfectly fine that they're out there, you know, closing shows and getting airplay on, like, WJRR, and I don't know what other rock station around here would play them. I don't think the Gator would. Gator sucks anyway. Gator's, like, old man music. Gator, yeah, they have, like, the worst commercials. Like, what they do on the Gator is, this is FM for you, they go, all right, Gator rocks, and they're going to, like, they pick, like, three bands. So they're going to pick, like, I don't even know, Ozzy Osbourne, and then, see, Creedence Clearwater, and Steppenwolf, right? And it goes, you voted, and then they're just going to play what the fuck they're going to play anyway, because nobody voted. Because it's all predetermined. They just say that, so it makes it sound like something interesting is going on. It's just, it's horseshit. Anyway, the Shark's doing well down south, though. I'm happy about that. But, again, I want to emphasize a point, too. Because over the weekend, I was gone. I was in Orlando doing the radio stuff, and we were sponsoring an event, which doesn't happen often, down here, which was the Devil's Night, which was on Friday last week. And we had a bunch of bands playing and stuff, you know, a nice little show at Oceanside, Nation of Decay. So we had, I think Metal Zone was sponsoring it, Not For Air was sponsoring it, Underground Horror Radio was re-sponsoring it. Oh, Jesus, you know what, hold on. Well, I'm going to be fucking up anyway, I might as well just fucking drink a beer. Hold on, I'm cracking up in my pumpkin beer left over from the hotel. So, the reason why I have leftover alcohol is because when we went up there, I figured you just bring the booze down to the party, which is usually the pool party at Spooky. Well, they didn't do it like that this year at this fancy-ass fucking hotel. So we ended up down in this convention area, and they won't let you bring booze in. So they want you to pay $9 for the booze there. Mind you, you already paid fucking $60 to get in the event. So a lot of people were drinking in their rooms, and, well, that isn't exciting. It's like, you know, I'm 33 and I have my own house, so it's like, why do I want to have a fucking hotel party? Just party here. So it's kind of sad, but whatever. So I didn't drink all my booze. Plus, I had to function most of during the day, so I couldn't drink. But drinking now. But anyway, what was I saying? I can't remember. The gator? No. The shark? No. Oh, yeah. So there was a show over the weekend, and I was talking to Scott today. Asked him how it went. You know, because, you know, my name's on stuff, too. At least Underground Horror Radio, Not For Air. And he said it was good. It was busy. So I'm like, cool, cool. And he's like, yeah, none of the bands want to do interviews. And I'm like, okay. So here's what I'm going to say about that real quick. That's fine. I get it. And everybody's usually busy and they can't do interviews. Cool. Just know that the reason why we try to do them at shows is because that's when we all can get together. Because we have lives, just like you do. And the sheer fact that we're even asking to do an interview means we actually care. Because we have no problem promoting whatever fucking shit's going on around town. So just keep that in mind. You know, I just saying. Just keep that in mind. You know, we're here to help support the scene too. You know, of course these are mostly the metal band, so that's cool. That's Scott's thing. I support Scott, so. But there's that. And the other thing I wanted to point out was, you know, you got, like, Brian Jackson coming up with this huge thing to support the local scene, you know, Ghost Cat and all these great bands that are playing. Hung out with Alton from Spicoli all weekend at Spooky. And, you know, I've interviewed, let's see, just about every band in town at some point. And I wanted to say is, just so you know, the stuff that I'm playing right now isn't going to get played on any other radio station, at least FM, which in some people's minds is like, that's the greatest thing to ever happen. Except it's not, because it ain't going to happen. Unless your record company is paying them to fucking play it, it ain't going to happen. You know? So just keep that in mind that it's unlikely. There's no more Buzz Jr., not really. Whatever Spano was doing on the bar is gone, and that sucks because Spano really cared. And that's it. There's no other station that's going to play local bands. This is it. Not For Air on Podunk is the only one that's going to do it. And with that said, I'm thinking of doing a new show that is going to be a lot like Buzz Jr. and how Not For Air was before when we were at Redemption, maybe with some tweaks, about having local guys play their music from the area, and, you know, because this one's a mix of everything, and kind of do it that way. So just an idea. It's coming up in this coming year. You know, again, people are like, oh, whatever, you know, okay, cool. Hey, just so you know, I can go talk about comic books all fucking day, and I don't have to worry about shit. In fact, if I'm running the station now, as far as supporting bands, I got everybody else on here doing it. I can let them fucking do it. I can just fucking run Podunk. I don't have to do a fucking show at all. And I'm still doing what I want to do. So just keep that in mind when people get all pissy and like act like you fucking owe them something. Just don't. Everybody needs to get along and have fun and play music, all right? See? I gotta drink this beer before I get all mad again. All right. Paranoia, paranoia. I'm always looking right over my shoulder for that creeping, crawling darkness from
Light us up and watch us fall.
You know, they try to trip a nigga up like me, you know, because I ain't following Whitey's rules, you know. Speak to me. Are you laughing, biatch? You find it funny? You find it funny? Huh? Wait, you ain't called, you ain't hear me, huh? Get it again, okay, I'ma say it again. I come in the name of Jesus. Repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, rule of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between.
Rest, did you hear their voice? I know you're ignoring the sound. They late to rest. get come up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. I'm Fuckhead. I know talent. I know talent. I play other people's records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You can kiss my fucking ass.
Okay. All right, and welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com. I guess I could be bitching, but I'm not. So, anyway, yeah, we're just hanging out, doing our thing. I would like to see more punk shows, to be honest. I think I could do that with my time. I really think that if I could, I would. But I don't know. There was Fest over the weekend. I heard that was pretty good. I didn't go because I went to a horror convention instead because I'm a nerd. But Fest would have been fun. I don't know. I'm not really good at all-day things anymore. I mean, Brian Jackson's going to be awesome. Brian Jackson Festival that's coming in January. Stoke Shows, if you remember Stoked Shows, we did an interview about a month or two ago over at Terra Fermata. They're doing more, you know, they do like benefit shows and stuff. They're doing a toy drive at Distillery in December, which I think we're going. What's funny about that is the fact that Distillery used to be Redemption. And it wasn't Distillery until recently. Before that, it was some other fucking place that didn't go anywhere. And it's cool to go back, you know, memory-wise, to see how it is. Because, you know, that was our fucking spot, you know, for a couple, little while there. Anyway, I'm out. I don't want to be here. I don't want to bug you. So, I'm out. What we're going to do is just going to play more tunes, and I'll see you next week. Also, if you're into horror stuff, I know Halloween's over. But if you're into horror stuff, please tune in to Underground Horror Radio Saturday. And don't forget to check out the rest of the awesome shows that are on this fine station, podunkradio.com. Plenty of awesome, better bands and better shows than what I have to offer you. Although the music on this show is actually pretty fucking good. I have to say. I pick a lot of it out, but anyway. That's just me. I like the horror stuff. I'm a whore. So, there's that. But anyway, be good to each other. And don't be a fucking idiot. All right? Okay. Bye.
We're friends like you. Who needs enemies? You ain't right. You ain't never gonna be. You're out of the car. I'm afraid you've been the incline. You shake my hand while you're pissing on my leg. I'm cutting you loose. I don't need this misery. Your soul is toxic. You ain't no friend now.
But I'm telling you, you can make it through. Don't change yourself, nothing to say. Don't try to play a different game. It's not worth it, it's not worth it. Don't feel like you were left out. Don't always think about your past. It's not worth it, it's not worth it at all. At all.
I'm made to be, don't go away. fashionistas. We don't subscribe to your fucking fashion show. We may be old, fat, and ugly, but we are the motherfucking antibodies, and we are here!
Air Underground Radio.